A family was going out of town for Christmas. They loaded up their SUV with their luggage, took the dog over to the neighbor's house to be boarded, entered the coordinates in their GPS, and even recorded a CD with songs for the ride. Everything was packed and ready. And they were so relieved to finally be in the car and on the road. They were halfway down the street when the woman suddenly cried out to her husband, "We forgot the baby!" After raising our own family and now watching our son and his wife adding a new addition to their family of four, the couple forgetting their baby in their frenzy to get away is sometimes today's picture of Christmas for many. But we want that perfect Hallmark Christmas. We trim our trees. We make up our lists and check them more than once. We shop and wrap till we drop. We attend Christmas productions, pageants, and parties. Then it dawns on us, we forgot the baby. The baby Jesus, the one for whom Christmas is all about. In our post-Christian modern American culture, it is possible to celebrate Christmas and forget all about Christ. While visiting our son's house last week to see our new grandchild, I admired how they displayed all their Christmas cards on the corner hutch in their kitchen. I counted about 30 cards in all. About half of them featured family portraits in seasonal dress, and all but two of them wished their recipients a happy holiday rather than a Merry Christmas. Not one card depicted or even mentioned the Christ child. It is possible to lose Jesus at Christmas. It is possible for many families to celebrate Christmas without Christ. Thankfully, even when we do forget about him, he never seems to forget about us. As much as I love Charles Dickens' novella, A Christmas Carol, the story of Jesus' birth is the greatest story of the season. Paul tells the Galatian congregations in his letter, "But when the right time came, God sent his son born of woman, subject to the law." Jesus came when the time was just right. These were dark times for the Jewish people. Almost as difficult as their bondage in Egypt or their exile in Babylon. They were living under the rule of Rome and its appointed puppet king, Herod. To make matters worse, the Jewish people hadn't heard from God in over 400 years. Not a single prophet was sent to speak God's word. And not one angelic appearance occurred, not one miracle was performed. Nothing but stone-cold, icy silence. And suddenly the silence in the ice was broken, and God dispatched his messenger, his angel Gabriel, to a godly elderly priest named Zechariah. He told Zechariah that he and his elderly wife would be the parents of the forerunner of the Messiah. Just a few months later, Gabriel again shows up to inform an unsuspecting young and engaged Mary that she would be expecting a son named Jesus, the Savior of the world. However, as the Gospels tell us, the Christmas story starts with a tree. Not a Christmas tree like this, but a genealogy of Jesus, what we would call a family tree. Genealogies were important to people in the time of Jesus. Their family pedigree, their genealogy served as their identity. It was a bit like a resume. Both Joseph and Mary traced their lineage back to King David. It's interesting to note that the Christian's Christmas story does not begin with the fabled words, "once upon a time," as so many fairy tales do. Instead, it starts with a series of begats and begots. That's because the Christmas story is embedded in a people's history. It's a factual, historical event in real time. All other stories we hear or see this season, the Christmas story, the Grinch who stole Christmas, Polar Express, and Elf, are at best seasonal fantasy stories meant to entertain. The story of Jesus is different. The story of the birth of Jesus started in heaven and unfolded on earth. When the angel appeared to the shepherds in the middle of the night and announced, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord," the angel in effect was saying cryptically, "Listen, Earth, Augustus Caesar is not the Savior of the world. Jesus is. The Savior of the world does not reside in a palace in Rome. The Savior of the world is wrapped in bonds of cloth and lying in a manger in Bethlehem." Historians believe, according to the statues that remain of him, that the Emperor Augustus stood 5'7" tall. God touched this man, who was a god in his own mind, to set about a chain of events that would bring Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because the prophet Micah predicted the Messiah would be born in David's city. Today, the only time most people hear the name Augustus mentioned is in Luke's birth narrative of Jesus. He's a footnote in the greatest story ever told. Jesus, the most influential person in human history. It has been said that history swings on the hinge of a stable door in Bethlehem. Jesus came as a baby to live on earth for one purpose, to die an agonizing death on a cross, to ransom humanity from its eternal death sentence. For true believers, the shadow of the cross lay over the beauty of that first Christmas night. The child was born to die so that we may live. When we look back at that first Christmas, we need to remember the real Christmas tree wasn't decorated with lights. The real Christmas tree was a cross that Christ hanged from. Paul again said to the Galatians, "Cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree." For the Apostle Paul, Jesus died on a tree, on a cross, for the sins of the world. Paul also wrote again to the Galatians, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us." Beloved people of God, that is why red is the real color of Christmas. Not because Santa wears red or because we wrap presents in red paper and attach red bows to holly wreaths or put red bulbs on our trees. Red is the color of Christmas because it is the color of the blood Jesus shed from the cross for each and every one of us. Jesus died and rose again for us so that he could make available to us the greatest gift of all, salvation. So as we gaze upon this lighted tree before us and the cross and crown that adorns its peak, we are reminded again that the real Christmas, the gospel, begins and ends with a tree. Amen.